Good morning, everyone. My name is Patrick LaQuaglia, and I'm from Masterpiece International in Chicago. Angie asked me to speak on this panel, and I was honored to get that invitation, so I accepted it. But my perspective of shipping to China is the same as shipping to Europe domestically. It's very straightforward. However, as a shipper, one of the things when dealing with my clients that I like to have them generate within their mind is how does it affect your budget? Things like that. With that being said, when me and Angie discussed this, it was a matter of, well, how is it going to affect? Well, let's see. You know, China has different holidays that the U.S. would have, so we have to plan around those dates of shipping. And excuse me, I'm really nervous. And I'm usually not. Wow, I never thought this would happen, but so when we talk, I told her, you know, I was like, okay, well, we have to figure out what we're going to do. So in doing this, and what she had brought up in there is that things that happen in the U.S. are not going to be the same that happen in China. So what we need to do is we need to have a list of what you're going to ask your agent and how things are going to be handled and the timeline and what is going to be in terms of, wow, I'm really nervous. It's embarrassing almost.
How many is in the budget?
Just imagine that we're all at the bar having fun. You're just telling us a story.
So again, with that being said, when we talked about budgets, we were talking about the budgets, and I said, okay, well, with that being said, with mostly everything coming out of China, we have an imbalance of trade. With that being said, I had informed Angie that the costs from China are going to be a lot more expensive than it would be to go to China due to the fact that freight space is very, oh my God, I'm failing.
You're doing okay. Because there's so much coming out of China.
There's so much coming out of China that I'm so sorry about this. Wow.
Love you, Patrick.
We're all
friends.
It's true.
That's true.
We're at the bar.
But it would be a lot more expensive coming out of China. And that you have to take in costs of courier consideration, costs such as the airline tickets. As you know, most of the time you have tickets that are flights that are over 10 hours. You're going to require round-trip business class tickets for your couriers. So with that, you have to take that budget into consideration. And then you're also going to have, as Angie said earlier, how long you're going to be there. And then what exactly is going to go on. As being the U.S. agent and being the intermediary between the foreign agent, you want to express those concerns as a registrar to your shipping agent so they can then go to a reputable shipping agent in that country. By doing that, you get the opportunity to express your needs. And often what I have done, and I do this with my clients now, is I'll open up the dialogue between all three of us so that we're all on the same page talking at the same time. But the problem in talking on the same time in China is that from a U.S. perspective particularly, is that I email Henry, let's say, in the morning, and I don't get an answer from Henry until the night. If you have this, for example, like on Thursday, I'll email Henry on Thursday, I'm not getting an answer till Monday, and it's already Tuesday in China. So you lose a lot of time, and when you lose a lot of time, that's the main important thing, as Angie said, you have to plan in advance. You have to keep this in mind. If you do not allocate yourself enough time, you will be in a certain situation that you don't want to be in. Now, upon arrival in the U.S., from a shipping standpoint, especially from a U.S. customs broker standpoint, it's very straightforward. You know, not including speaking on CITES or other OGA entities, but it's a very straightforward process. But when they land, you got to hear how they were freezing and crates are out in the winter.
I don't know why you're talking.
you know, and, or you get a call every morning, and you know,
there's a lot of calls.
But at the end of the day, the job got done, and it got done well. So, by with that being said, that it got done well, is there was the planning was done in advance. It was handled correctly, and being the agent on Aspect, it was also working with a reputable agent. But another thing that you want to worry about is, and not worry about, but consider, is when you're sending someone over, you need to worry about visas. Either you get a business or tourist visa. That's time process as well. What else?
Well, if you're going to have holidays, you're going to have to.
Yeah, the holidays and time. I'm really failed at this. I'm so sorry. So with that being said, when Angie would come with the questions, I would then turn it over to Henry, and then Henry would then answer our call. So, apologize.
But what the point is all three of us, we need all three components to make the whole exhibition of the loan work. Me working directly with Henry, I would have needed his insight, his information that I would never have known about the timing on our end, what's going to happen with CITES and on our end, how much time we need to get an exhibition license. So it's really important to have two brokers that you can work really well with on both ends, because they're essential to the whole function. So he's right. I didn't talk about the visas. So remember to, you're going to head to your embassy and apply for those. And that's something else to add to your budget. But I don't know if you want to talk more about how the imbalance of trade works and coming and going, and with all the holidays that you have to remember, because they're not the same holidays that we celebrate here, so it kind of really impacts your schedule.
We have Lunar New Year, which is early February, yeah?
Early February.
Then you have Chinese New Year. Then you have our holidays. And then, in regards to the imbalance of trade, going back to saying earlier, your air freight rate from your origins as yourself, like my as a U.S. perspective, it's going to be more than likely less than what it would be coming from China, due to the fact of the space, again, that would be required, that other general freight forwarders and brokers have allocated in space, on the space on the aircraft. So when they ship air freight, as you know, it's a timely, urgent matter. So with that being said, would go and get the space, he has shipments that he would have, but they're not every day. So that's why he gets a higher air freight rate, because the airline has to then decide what are they going to do. They're going to aggravate a customer that they have thousands of pounds from every day to where Henry would have a larger shipment once every 3 months. So that gets transcended into the rate, and the airline does charge a priority rate, but it tends to be higher coming from China because of that fact. And then that's pretty much all I got on my end.